So I posted a video on my Facebook page, kind of in preparation, promotion of my Yoga Sutra training that's coming up. And the video says, "Now more than ever, different realities and polarized belief systems are coexisting on Earth. It is possible for different people to experience completely different thoughts and emotional reactions to the very same external phenomena. An event that may appear apocalyptic to one person could be seen as a blessing to another. So what is becoming obvious is that your external circumstances don't have to affect your inner world in any particular way. To realize samadhi is to become a self-propelled wheel, to become autonomous, a universe unto oneself. Your experience of life is not contingent on changing phenomena." So what exactly is this samadhi that he speaks of? It is a disentangling of consciousness from the entire matrix or creatrix of mind. It is both a process and a state of being. It is the goal of classical yoga, and the Yoga Sutra lays out the entire terrain of obtaining samadhi and thereby liberation. It is essentially a dropping of all inner resistance, because our inner freedom is not contingent on our outer circumstances. When we are able to accept reality as it is, we are able to be in the world without being driven by unconscious motives, and we are able to act in the world with the full force of our energy behind us. The second sutra of chapter 1, Patanjali defines yoga. He says, "Yogas chitta vritti nirodha." Yoga is the control of the modifications of the mind. It is the cessation of thought. And it is coming to know who or what you are prior to thought. So why is it that we need to still the mind? Because the mind is perpetually filtering our reality through language and labels, constantly judging, craving what is labeled as pleasurable, avoiding what is labeled as painful. When all the labels are dropped, then it's possible to see things as they really are. When we move past the mind, we become free of perspective, or free to create new perspective, because there's then no self or ego construct invested in or attached to a particular outcome or viewpoint. In the next sutra, Sutra 1-3, he says, "Then the seer abides in his own true nature." So when you still the modifications or movements of the mind, the thought, then you're abiding in your true nature. And this process is not one of attaining something we don't have. It's really a letting go of what we are not. We've become so entangled with the mind and thinking that we've literally forgotten who we really are. And it is the disentangling of the consciousness from the limited self, from the mind and the body, the awakening from the dream of the separate self or the ego construct. So much like when we wake up from a dream, the dreams seem very real. We had real feelings, physical feelings, emotions. But when we wake up, we realize that the entire thing was a construct of the mind. Samadhi is a waking up from this level of dream. And when we realize samadhi, we start to realize that what we believe as reality now is, in fact, a type of dream, a construct of the mind. So it is waking up to another level. It's really not something that you can teach, because it's beyond language, it's beyond mind, and it's really not something we can practice. We can really just set the stage for it. The Yoga Sutra outlines this: dharana, concentration, dhyana, meditation, and then samadhi. But what I can do is inspire you to directly discover it for yourself. And again, it's not something to attain, to gain. We simply let go of all the stuff getting in the way. It's not simple or difficult, only the mind that makes it so. When there is no mind, there is no problem. Because the mind is what needs to stop before it is realized. which is why Patanjali begins the sutras by defining yoga as the stilling of the mind. So this month, we do yoga. All right, so let's start in any comfortable seated position. Getting the spine tall, balancing the crown of the head over the base of the spine. Take a few smooth, deep breaths. And as you exhale, feel the body settle. Release any unnecessary tension. Relax the face, the neck, the shoulders. And just begin to cultivate a one-to-one breath, so that your inhale and your exhale are equal in length. Just find a length that's comfortable for you. And just have the intention that the breath is very smooth, very steady, and balanced. The yogis recognize that the breath and mind are intimately connected. And that as we start to steady the breath, the mind will become more steady. As breath becomes more quiet, mind becomes more quiet. What you may even notice is that if the mind gets distracted, busy with thought, you'll find it more difficult to maintain that steady one-to-one breath. And slowly let's reopen the eyes. And we're going to make our way up onto our hands and knees. Now, starting with Chakravakasana, so simple movement, but still focus on the breath. So we're going to continue with this one-to-one breathing. So draw the lower belly in so we don't overarch the lower back. Inhale, we'll lift the chest, look up slightly. And then exhale, dropping to the heels, rounding the spine, drawing the navel softly back. Inhale up, chest opens. Exhale back, and now as the navel pulls back, engage the root lock as well. Inhale up. Exhale back, root lock engaging. One-to-one breathing. If the inhale is four counts, the exhale is four counts. As you engage the root lock, just feel a sense of being more grounded and more linked to the root of the spine. We'll do one more like that. And then we're going to start to add on to this flow. So we'll still exhale back into child's pose, lifting the pelvic floor. On your inhale, we're going to come onto the knees, reach the arms up towards the ceiling. Exhale, folding back over, navel drawing back. Inhaling back to table, and then exhaling into downward dog, tucking the toes, lifting the hips. Inhale, force. Exhale, child's pose, engaging the root lock. Inhale, reaching up, lengthening out. Exhale, folding down. Inhaling, force again. Exhaling, downward dog. So keep flowing, very mindful still of the breath. Inhale, exhale, lifting the root. Inhale, reaching up. Exhale, folding down. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. We'll flow through one more time. Inhale. Exhale, sinking back. Inhale, reaching up. Exhale, folding over. Inhale, back to table. And exhale, downward dog. And this time we'll stay in downward dog. Rooting into the palms, the inner palm, the thumb, index finger. Stay steady with the breath. Next inhale, we're going to shift forward into plank. Take a couple of breaths here. Tail drops under, navel pulls back. Next exhale, we're going to slowly lower to the belly. You can drop the knees first if you like. We'll slide the legs together. Take the hands on either side of the thighs, palms face down. We'll do some locusts. We lift the upper body. So as we inhale, let's pull the chest away from the floor. Open the chest. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Collarbones broaden. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. So one more. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Slide the hands back under the shoulders. We'll push up through fours. Back into downward dog. And then slowly we'll walk the feet forward, come into our forward bend, feet parallel, hip distance apart, as much bend in the knees as you need, upper body releasing, crown of the head dropping, the neck relaxed.
And then we'll keep warming up the back and start to open the hamstrings with some dynamic chair. So inhale, drop into chair, arms sweep up. Exhale into sleeping chair. Inhale into active chair, lifting the chest, and then exhale back into the forward fold. And then we'll repeat that. Inhale, chair, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. Maybe starting to straighten the legs a little bit more. And then one more time. Inhale, chair, lift the chest. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Exhale, forward fold. Then inhale, drop into chair. We're going to stay for the exhale. Then inhale, push into the legs, rise up. And exhale, release. All right, we're stepping to the back of the mat. These are our R-series salutations, feet parallel, hip distance apart. Four corners rooted, arches draw up, knees soften, navel lifts, tail drops, heart open. Let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale through chair all the way down into a low squat. Heels can come up if you need. Inhale forward to all fours. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up for warrior one. Stay for the exhale, and then inhale, straighten without locking. Exhale, fold. We'll go back to downward dog. Inhale, forward to plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, left foot steps up. Warrior one. Stay for the exhale. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. Downward dog. So take a few breaths here as a chance to come back to the breath. Steady, balance it. And we're going to come out of this the way we came in. So inhale to all fours. Exhale, walk back to the low squat. Inhale, push through the legs and the feet, come all the way up. And then exhale, fold forward, flat back, forward bend. Take a few breaths here. Then inhale, drop into chair. Stay for the exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. So we're going to do that again. Inhale up. Exhale, drop down through chair all the way down. Inhale, forward to all fours. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up. Warrior one. Stay for the exhale. Inhale, straighten, exhale, fold, downward dog. Inhale, plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra, exhale, downward dog. Left foot up for warrior one. Stay for your exhale. Inhale, straighten, exhale, fold, downward dog. Take a few breaths. Again, cultivating one-to-one breathing here, getting it steady. Then inhale, come to all fours. Exhale, walk the hands back, come into the low squat. Inhale, push, rise up. Exhale, fold, flat back. Take a few breaths. Then inhale, chair. Stay for your exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. Good. Take a couple of breaths. And now we'll do some Agnisara. So we'll take the feet out. Hands on the knees. You can lock the arms, support the back. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, chin tucks towards the throat, pelvic floor lifts, navel pulls back. Hold at the end of exhale. Scoop the belly in and up. Flare the ribs open, push the heart forward, keep the chin in. When you need to inhale, let your belly relax. Take your breath in. And we'll repeat. Exhale, throat lock, root lock, then hold. Breathing in when you need to. Three more. Exhale. Last one. And then just returning to your mountain. Letting the breath adjust. All right, still at the back of the mat, feet parallel, hip distance apart. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale through chair all the way down. Inhale forward to table. Exhale, downward dog. Now inhale, right foot forward, warrior one. I'm going to stay in warrior one this time, taking the shoulders just a little bit forward of the hips. So we can pull the navel in and up. The tail kind of slides towards that left heel. Arms drop into the shoulder sockets. The chest stays wide, though. Now just smooth out the breath. Now moving into warrior three. So we're going to spread the toes of the right foot, kind of root the foot in. As we inhale, we're going to step the left foot in closer. Exhale, arms come out as the left leg lifts. Now reconnect to the breath, and as you exhale, pull the navel back, engage the root lock. Feel the muscles around the whole pelvic area, the lower back, around the sacrum, firming up, that sense of stability in the core. And then we'll bend the right knee. We're going to gently step back. Inhale, sweep the arms up. Exhale, fold over and go back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Now the left foot comes up for warrior one. And we'll stay on this side. So now shoulders again, a little forward of the hips. You know, that pelvic loop, lower belly in and up. Tail slides towards the right heel. Arm bones sink deep into the shoulder sockets. Chest is open. Breath is steady. Transitioning into the balance, we're going to spread the toes of the left foot, root it in. Inhale, right foot comes in closer. Exhale, arms out, right leg lifts. Now quickly reconnect to the breath, root lock on your exhale. Stability, steadiness. And bend the left knee. We'll gently step back. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold forward and back to downward dog. So here we'll let the breath adjust. Smooth it out. Then inhale, come to all fours. Exhale, walk the hands back, low squat. Inhale, pushing into the feet and the legs, rise up. Exhale, fold forward, flat back. Take a few breaths. Inhale, drop into chair. Stay for the exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. All right, last round. Inhale up. Exhale through chair all the way down. Inhale, forward table. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up. Warrior one. Then inhale, straighten without locking. Exhale, fold. So we're going to stay here. In our pyramids, we'll square the hips slightly, right hip back a little, left hip forward. We're going to do some dynamic work. So you have the option of putting your right hand behind your back using the left arm, or doing this with both arms behind the back. So we're going to inhale halfway up, chest parallel to the floor. Stay on your exhale. Right hip draws back, reach forward. Inhale all the way up. Exhale halfway down. Stay on the inhale. Reach off your waist. Exhale all the way down. Inhale halfway up. Stay. Right hip back. Push through your left elbow. Inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale halfway down. Stay on the inhale. Crown reaches forward. Exhale all the way down. Inhale halfway up. Stay on the exhale, reach, inhale the rest of the way up, and then exhale all the way down. We'll take both hands down, chin drops in, and we'll steady the breath. Then inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot stepping up now, warrior one. Then inhale, straighten. Exhale, fold. So here's our pyramid on this side. We'll draw the left hip back slightly, right hip forward. Left hand can be behind the back. Use the right arm, or again, both arms behind the back if you prefer. Inhale halfway up. Stay on your exhale, left hip back, right elbow forward. Inhale all the way up. Exhale halfway down. Stay on the inhale, reach. Exhale all the way down. Inhale halfway up. Stay as you exhale. Reach out of the waist. Inhale the rest of the way up. Exhale halfway down. Inhale, crown reaches forward. Exhale, fold. Inhale halfway up. Stay. Left hip back, right elbow forward. Inhale all the way up. And then exhale all the way down, taking both hands down. Chin tucked softly in. Smooth out the breath. Then inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Take a few breaths here. And mindful again of balancing the breath. And then inhale, we're going to shift forward to plank. Exhale, come down to the belly. And we're going to leave the hands on either side of the ribs, fingertips about at nipple line. Slide the legs together. And we're going to do a version of Lobra,
So upper body like cobra, lower body like locust. So pull back with the palms, lengthen forward, and then inhale, lift chest and legs. Stay up on the exhale, slide your shoulders back. Now inhale, open your legs up wide. Exhale, squeeze them together, lift the root lock. Inhale, come up a little higher, and then exhale, lower. Again, pull back with the palms, inhale, lift. Stay up on your exhale, shoulders down and back. Inhale, open the legs. Exhale, close, squeeze your inner thighs, lift your root, inhale, higher. Exhale, lower. Again, inhale, lift. Stay up on the exhale. Inhale, open. Exhale, close, squeeze, lift, inhale, higher. Exhale, lower. One more. Inhale, lift. Stay up. Exhale. Inhale, open. Exhale, close, squeeze, root lock. Inhale, higher. Exhale, release. You just turn your head to a side. And then head to the other side. Then we'll bring the head back to center, hands under the shoulders, push up through fours, back into downward dog. Now we're going to step the, for you it'll be the left foot. Step your left foot up. We're going to plant the right foot. We're going to come up, turn the feet parallel so that we come into a wide straddle. So the feet a good 3.5 feet apart, feet parallel. I'm going to do a straddle forward fold. So let's inhale, arms sweep up. And then exhale, fold forward. You can soften or bend the knees here if you need. So root into the four corners of each foot, crown of the head drops. As we inhale, we're going to scoop up to the fingertips, lift the heart, expand, and then exhale, fold, and as the navel draws back, engage your root lock. Six count inhale, scoop up. Six count exhale, fold, lifting the root. Six count inhale, scoop up. Now a seven count exhale as you fold navel back, pelvic floor up. Six count inhale, scoop. Eight count exhale, lifting the root. Six count inhale, up, expand. Nine count exhale, folding between the legs. And now we're going to stay down with that same breath. Six in, nine out. Make sure you stay rooted into all four corners of the feet. Inner thighs drawing back. Then inhale, scoop up slightly. You'll walk your hands around now to the front of the mat as you're pivoting the feet, and we'll go back into downward dog. Then inhale, come to all fours. We're going to swing the legs around to the front. We're going to extend the left leg forward. Bend the right knee. Place the sole of the right foot on the left inner thigh. Now, if you want to elevate the hips, feel free to grab a blanket or two. Get the hips up a little bit. You can also just create a little bit of bend in that left knee if you need. So let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, we're going to fold out over the leg. You can catch hold of the foot. You can put your hands on the shin or around the back of the calf. We're going to inhale, scoop up, lift the heart, lengthen the spine. Exhale, fold towards the thigh. Six count, inhale, scoop up. Six count, exhale, folding in. Six counts in. Lengthen and open. Now seven counts out. Little slower breath. Little slower movement. Six counts in. Lift. Eight counts out. Maybe folding a little bit deeper. Six counts in. And now nine counts out. And then we stay six in and nine out. And we'll use the hands to gently walk back, bring ourselves up. And then we're going to take this right knee up. We're going to cross the right foot over to the other side to do a twist. Again, hips can be elevated here. We're going to hold the right leg with the left arm, place the right hand behind us. Pushing into the right palm, we're going to inhale, draw up, lengthen the spine. And then exhale, spinning the navel, the heart, and the chin to the right. Inhale, back about halfway out, lengthen up. And then exhale, moving into the twist. And now we're going to add the work with the breath. Six count, inhale, backing a little out. Six count, exhale, twisting. Six count, inhale, lengthen. Six count, exhale. And now at the end of this exhale, hold your breath one count. Six count, inhale, draw up. Six count, exhale, into the twist. And now you'll hold for two. Six counts in. Six counts out. And hold for three. Then inhale and unwind. Take a breath. And we'll switch sides. So the right leg will go out. We'll start with the left knee bent, sole of the foot on the inner thigh. So let's inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold over, and again, you can catch hold of the foot, hands on the shin or behind the calf. Inhale, pull up, lift the heart, lengthen the sides of your waist. Exhale, fold over. Six counts in, scoop up. Six counts out, fold. Six counts in, scoop and lengthen. Seven counts out. Six in, expand. Eight out. Six in. Nine out. Maybe folding a little deeper, and then we'll stay 6, 9. Then slowly walk the hands in, bring yourself up. We'll take the left knee up. We're going to cross the leg over to the other side. Holding the left leg with the right arm, left arm comes behind. We push the left hand into the floor. We're going to inhale, lift up. And then exhale, spinning to the left, navel, heart, chin. Inhale about halfway out, draw up, and then exhale, twisting to the left. Now we'll add the breath, 6 counts in, lengthening, 6 counts out, twisting, 6 in, 6 out, spinning, and at the end of the exhale, hold 1 count. 6 in. 6 out. Hold 2 counts. 6 in. 6 out. Hold 3. Then inhale and unwind. Take a breath. Then stretch both legs forward. Come into a forward fold. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold out over the legs. Place the hands wherever they're comfortable. Chin tucked softly in. And we'll just return to that 1-to-1 breath. 6 in, 6 out. Then slowly, hands walk back, bring ourselves up. And then you're going to gently roll yourself down onto your back. So just use your hands for support and roll back. Have the feet on the floor, hip distance apart, knees bent. To take care of the lower back, we're going to do a little dynamic bridge. So arms down by your sides. Inhale, arms sweep up, hips lift up. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, up. Exhale, down. Inhale, up, scoop the tail. Exhale, down. We're going to do three more. Just follow the breath. Good. Then just bring your knees into your chest. Give them a hug. Then we're going to finish with a little apanasana. So right hand on right knee, left hand on left knee. As you breathe in, your knees will move away from you just till your arms are straight. As you breathe out, the knees come in close to the chest. Six count, inhale, knees go out. Six count, exhale, knees come in. Six in. Now seven out. Six in. Eight out. Movement is slower. Breath is slower. Six in. Nine out. Now we're going to start adding some holds. Six in. Nine out. Hold one. Six in. Nine out. Hold two. Six in. Nine out. Hold three. Six in. Nine out. Hold four. Six in. Nine out. Hold five. Last one, six in. Nine out. Hold six. Then open up the knees, reach through, grab the feet. Bring the soles of the feet together. Heels draw in towards the groins, knees open up towards the floor. Then bring the knees back together. Hug them in. If it feels good, you can rock softly side to side. Just kind of massage out the lower back. And when that feels taken care of, we'll get set up for relaxation. Get comfortable. Feel the body settle. Take a few slow, smooth breaths. Feeling the body relax as you exhale. Feel the mind release effort. The arms and legs feel heavy. And the body opens to earth. Bring your awareness to the abdomen. Just observe the breath at the abdomen. The effortless rise and fall. If you notice any tension in the breath, any roughness, just have the intention to relax more deeply. Now allow your awareness to transition out of the breath and into sensation. Just become aware of sensation. Aware of the unique patterns of energy or sensation that are really the legacy of the practice. Notice how the lower back feels. How the hips and the pelvis feel. The abdomen. And your chest, around the heart. Just more and more allow awareness to dissolve into sensation. As mind dissolves into sensation, mental effort relaxes. And eventually this allows us to access a state called shunyata. Shunyata is the void or emptiness, nothingness, no thingness, no bodiness, no mindness. Being free of attachments is a true state of emptiness, a state where we are clear, free from disturbance, a state where body and mind drop away, where we can disentangle from the limited self. A state of complete non-resistance. Dissolve into emptiness. Allow your awareness to drift back. Find the breath and allow it to deepen. Gently start to wiggle the fingers and toes. Move the hands and the feet. Rock the head softly from side to side. Stretch the arms up overhead. And as you're ready, bend your knees, roll to your right. And then use your hands to help yourself up. And we'll come back to a comfortable, supported seat. The spine tall, crown balanced over the base. And just begin to observe the breath without trying to change or manipulate the breath in any way. Just simply observing. Cultivating the skills of concentration and allowing. Observe the pulsation of the breath, the in and the out, expansion and contraction. And noticing every sensation connected to the breath, from gross sensations to the most subtle. You may notice air moving more into one nostril than the other. Maybe there is a tightness somewhere in the body constricting the breath. Notice how the stomach moves. Notice if the breath is deep or shallow. Notice if it's changing. Is it sometimes deep, sometimes shallow? Is it smooth and fluid? Or is it choppy or broken? Like waves rising and falling in the ocean. Let the breath be free. Let it change, grow, evolve if it wants to. Let it become subtle or disappear completely if it wants to. Continue observing. Like most things, we usually only perceive our thoughts about the breath, not the breath itself. Let go of thought and simply observe it just as it is. Cultivating single-pointed concentration on the breath and the ability to surrender to whatever arises without reaction. The less the mind controls or mediates our experience, the more we experience reality as it actually is. If you notice the mind thinking about the breath, or thinking in general, shift your awareness to what is witnessing the mind thinking. Who or what is observing the process? Not that which is breathing, but that by which we can breathe. Not that which is thinking, but that by which we can think. D. the immanent self that is behind the looking, the part of you that is unchanging, unaffected by all that arises and passes away. It's not something you can find, because it is what is looking. The more absorbed you become in the breath, the subject-object duality collapses. No more breather, no more breath, no more observer and observed. It becomes one thing. It is simply an awareness. Wave-like, free-flowing awareness. slowly come back to the breath. Start to deepen the breath. Awareness coming back into the body. Slowly lower the chin. The eyes start to reopen. And we'll bring the head up. Take a deep breath in, arms sweep up. And exhale the hands together into the heart. Namaste.